Drive Home with Stacey and Jay Spoon. East Coast Radio.
This is the moment that your whole life is about to change, Jay Spoon. So shame bless him, like courageously. I don't know if he was trying to brag. I mean, who knows what the intention was. I can't speak for Jay Spoon,
but
he did.
I was just showing you guys, it's happening on my DM,
You sent us a screenshot. You should know better, because when we have receipts, what do? We file them neatly. We put them out. We are basically all tax practitioners. We have all the facts. And just about like the random messages that Jay Spoon gets in general in his inbox. And I mean, it does happen to other people, not just you. You're not alone, like Michael Jackson said. Other people suffer.
It's very awkward. So Stacey did ask you to share what's the weirdest and most strangest thing you received on your inbox on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a listen to what Steph has to say.
Hi guys, Steph from Hillcrest. So the most interesting DM I ever got was, backstory, 3 years ago I got divorced. Got a restraining order against the ex-husband, blocked him on everything. 2 days after blocking him, I got a DM on Facebook Messenger from my father, telling me how terrible I looked and how unprofessional I looked.
What?
Because I had cut and changed my hair color. Did I forget to mention that my father had died 6 years previously? So, yeah.
Nah, that's savage. Unnecessary. Block, 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 girl.
Steph!
Oh, we've got Jen on the line. Jen, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Hi, it's girls. How are you guys?
What's happening?
Hey, Jen, I'm
your
sorry.
Story as worse as Jen's?
My mouth is on the floor. Let me just get it quickly. Okay, okay.
What's your story, Jen?
As I've been on Facebook, I get a lot of DMs, and I'm not good at always opening them, because the ones that I did, it was some weird unknown person, and they start talking, they call you quite close names, and then it goes to an area that's quite weird and personal.
That area.
I don't know how people have time to do that, and it's a lot of DMs, so yeah.
Yeah, you know, Jen.
I love the fact that she was just like,
But the thing is, Jen, unfortunately, as a beautiful woman, you know, your struggle will continue, and it is real. And the area that she's talking about is not the same one that TKZ were referring to.
It's a different kind of area.
And consent is important. So just block, block, block. Show me block, block, block. Thank you, Jen.
Take care, guys.
Showcase, have a great one. Showcase.
Bye.
Hey, now, Stacey.
Yes.
I see the narrative is that this lady shot her shot at me on social media.
She did.
And apparently, according to our producer Zama and this transcript that I have in front of me, she missed. I wouldn't say she missed, guys. I didn't reply. Like, I was just like,
you did reply.
By saying nothing at all.
No. Do you need us to post it to social media? Can we post it to social
apparently
media?
It's already there. No.
Yeah, of course. Well, there was a heart even.
What is this voice note that I have in front of me that I should be playing?
Funny story. So after you sent us that thing in the group, producer Zama got hold of the girl who shot down. And she has a voice note for you because she wouldn't reply to her message allegedly, but she somehow, we have her number.
No,
you know, life is funny like that.
Oh, you guys are bad.
Play it.
Hey, Jay Spoon, it's me. Listen, I've been crushing on you, and I have been for a while since your days on the early morning breakfast show. Used to wake up extra early for those. And I would love it if you and I could go on a coffee date. I know you indirectly ghosted me, but I'm just saying, give a sister a try. What do you say?
You know, guys, I'm not going to lie. She has a very nice voice, and I might just take one for the team.
Hold on, wait, stop. I may not be young, hip, and TikTok-y, but I do know order to ghost somebody, you would first have to interact with them and then you disappear
like
a ghost.
That's not the narrative,
so there
guys.
Has been some kind of interesting behavior, Jason.
You know what, Stacey? A little later on, maybe in about 5 minutes' time, I'll actually read the entire conversation because that's where you want to go. It's fine. You want to drag me on a Tuesday. I'll take it.
You have a coffee date out of this. You're acting like this is the worst thing in the world. That's fantastic.
Stacey, jeez. Can a brother just have peace in the DM?
Love in the time of Corona. Look at us making it happen. Look at us now.
What?
The contents, the inner workings, if you will, okay, of Jay Spoo's direct messages on Instagram. Now, just to recap, obviously everyone gets bizarre messages. Jay Spoo has received one, and I mean, I'm not going to say he's received messages. I believe he's actually embarked on a conversation with this person who slid into his DMs many moons ago. Long story short, we have a voice note from her. We played that. She wants to go on a coffee date. She also wants him to, and I quote, kiss her son goodnight for her.
Implying.
Ooh. That ain't your baby, though. So after that, Jay was like, ooh, no, guys, no, I can't talk to this person.
So let me share with KZN and you, Stacey, where this all began, right? It started on the 4th of December.
Last year?
Yes.
Okay.
Love your voice, Jay. And then, you know, we post social media stuff. Stacey and I dancing. She claps, you know, gives me those emojis. And then things started getting weird. Approaching Valentine's Day on the 4th of February. She starts sending me these heart vibes. I'm like, ooh, what the hell is going on here? But exciting, Valentine's is coming. Where is your boyfriend? So then she gives me this sarcastic tone. She's like, see, we talk back, you know, after I have not replied for quite a bit of time. And then she tells me, oh, you killed me. And then, oh, knife to the heart. Hey, a girl tried. And I'm like, oh, man, sorry. Couldn't reply because had a super busy day. No, man, I'm messing with you. Blah, 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 blah. She goes at it. She's just like, I'm going to shoot my shot right now. Crushing on you from day one, good night. And that is pretty much when the silence began.
No, I think there was a heart from you.
No. I was laughing with a heart emoji. And then she's on some of us shoot our shot and miss. And then she ends it off with, make sure you kiss my son for me. And that is when I was like, girl, you're doing too much. But Stacey,
yeah,
you know what? I'm going to be that guy. And because I don't like it when people are not, you know, happy, I'm going to go on a date with Tay. Tay, we go on a date.
She is Grace. She is Miss Jason.
Not sure who's paying.
She is
but
Grace.
We're going on that date.
Grace.
Drive home with Stacey and Jay Spoon. East Coast Radio.